This is episode number 2426 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 14th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Pete Davidson has addressed rumors about his alleged BDE.
Yes.
He says his manhood, it's just a very normal size.
Okay. So no BDE, huh?
Whispers about his size have followed him since his engagement to Ariana Grande in 2018. Kim Kardashian even admitted to being intrigued by it, before they dated in 2021. However, Pete now says that he is big enough to enjoy and not big enough for it to hurt.
Thank you, Pete, for that. Now we all know.
Thanks, Pete.
Maybe women will stop lining up at your door.
It still confounds me. He has previously expressed...
Why? Have you seen it? How can it confound you?
No, him in general.
Oh. Well, Jeepers. Okay. All right. I get that.
All right.
His appeal confounds you. Okay. All right.
He has previously expressed his displeasure. It confounds me. It confuses me. What is it? The draw of Pete?
Well,
anyway,
he's tatted up, and of course he's got the sunken eyes. And
No. So he's previously expressed his displeasure by Ariana publicly hinting about his size, which he believes it sets unrealistic expectations for future partners.
Oh, come on, Pete. Come on.
Now, despite all this, his buddy, Jay Farrow, once claimed that Pete believed his popularity with women was due to his endowment, which he described as like 9 inches.
Did you have a ruler, Jay? Because 9 inches to men is more like 6, okay?
Exactly.
I'm just going to put that out there. Most men can agree with me.
So Kim had also felt a little zing during their kiss on SNL, which she attributed to BDE.
She not only felt the zing, but later on she got the shwing.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That was good.
You're welcome.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Knuckles.
Yeah. Knuckles. Oh, okay. Okay. Knuckles. I gotcha. Yeah, we don't do the high five anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Ow.
There we go.
Pete is now dating co-star Chase Suey.
Chase Suey Wonders. Yeah.
And says that he doesn't understand the fuss about his love life, as he's only dated 12 people in 10 years.
That's an average of more than one per year, Pete. What? 1.12.
Well, we know that he's been in a couple of... Well, him and Ariana Grande was...
Oh, it was like a year and a half. And he fell hard from that.
They were engaged the whole bit.
That was something. She
dumped him.
She hurt him.
She hurt Petey. Ryan Seacrest is leaving with a bang.
Bang!
And a full belly.
What?
He ended his live with Kelly and Ryan run with a farewell dinner for the show's crew at a 3 Michelin star restaurant before his departure.
Well, when you say, dinner, I thought maybe he had catered it, Okay, they went to a restaurant. Okay, like Ryan's got money, he can handle it.
He could probably buy the restaurant.
He probably got Bob Iger to buy it anyway. Anyway.
No, I
bet he did.
I would think he did this because he's expressing his gratitude, and that's what he was doing.
He's an employee of the Walt Disney Company, and when you do company things, you use a charge number within their internal marketing or their internal bookkeeping department. So I'm pretty sure he paid with a charge number.
That is true. You were correct, sir. Ryan expressed his gratitude for the opportunity to work on the show for 6 years. And reminisced about some of his favorite moments, including the iconic Red Herrings.
Okay.
The Monica Mangan segments.
I don't know nothing about life. Just know that they're on.
Sharing the bathroom with everyone and the Halloween episode.
See, we talked about that. The Halloween episode. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, he permanently thanked several staff members and praised Kelly and her husband, Mark Consuelos, who will be his permanent replacement on the show.
Yes, yes.
And he said he looks forward to watching or taping the show so he can now sleep in.
Ryan still has radio to do every morning.
Does he track it?
I don't think he tracks it. I think he actually, well, yes, he does, because he would be on live at the same time he would be on in New York at the same time he'd be on live here in Los Angeles.
So he records his
so
show.
He would record his show in the mornings before he, or the day before.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure how that goes. But now I don't know how that's going to work. I think he's going to move back to Los Angeles. I think that's part of the deal.
Okay, let's see. When is the last time he's ever slept in? Can you imagine?
I don't think he slept in since he did Afternoons at Star 98.7 in Los Angeles back in the 90s. Yeah, 2005. It's the last time Ryan Seacrest slept in. Ask me the last time I slept in. I can't begin to tell you because I can't count all the years.
The World Radio.
It's what we do.
Well, Regis and his wife, Joy.
Yes, Regis.
They co-hosted.
Late, great, yep, yep.
And now it's going to be Kelly and Mark.
Yeah, but Joy was never really, she was just a permanent fill-in.
Right, there go the word permanent. Yeah,
because Reg would always get somebody else. Well, you know, it was Kathy Lee Gifford for a while. Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right.
And then it was Kelly Ripa. So
yes.
Was there anybody in between? I don't remember.
And so now I'm going to be seeing, not that I watch it because I'm working, but
yeah,
it's going to be Kelly and Mark. And if I see it, I'm going to be constantly reminded about how they don't match. He's beautiful.
But I thought that was the case with Ryan, too. I didn't think Ryan was really a match. But
No. For them to co-host, they worked. That was fine.
Yeah,
but her and her husband...
Right, no, and it's weird. It's really weird.
Because, I mean, she's okay, but he's hot.
And they just don't, talking about the optics.
They don't match.
Well, they don't match, but whatever. All right, with our apologies to the late, great Regis Philbin and Halle Berry, more Who Cares next time. Till then, have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.